This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're holding over here Perek Zayin, and he deals with a shayla that many Rishonim discuss. If Olam Haba, why is Olam Haba described in Torah? Olam Haba seems to be everything we've been shayah for. It's one Ikre Emunah. It seems to be the backbone of everything. Why is something like Olam Haba not described in the Torah? Dabar Benel has, in Parshas B'chukosai, he has like seven sheets that he sums up. In general, Dabar Benel is a ma'as of Cholmachnis, and he sums up seven different sheets, why it's not written and so on. And we'll see the morale he has. He speaks here, he speaks his next parak. It's an Indian that unfortunately also gave a big Pesach for the Karsim to say that Torah doesn't believe in it. The Horayit doesn't say it. So let's see this reasons. Amar Rebbeinu Mitzalzachar of Rachel Chayom Haba. It's kind of ironic. So the way he brings that lashon, also very interesting that he introduces it. I mean, it's like middle of a sefer. He's not starting off sefer. I don't know, but that whatever it is. Hadavah shenevoicha b'harim me'adam hu mashal niska b'teira lam haba ashehua ika sheiroy sheniska b'meshu tachas achren. So he adds a little bit of a point to the question. If Olam Haba is simply the way we do what we call Gan Eden, which means the place where the Neshama goes to get Schar, and if Olam Haba is a sort of an expanded version of it, where the whole world has it or whatever, then it's not such a strong question. It's true there's Schar in the world, but we're supposed to be Eved Hashem Shalom Masakabos Pras, and that's not the folks who are Avodim V'chulu. But it's Olam Haba is a lot more than that. Like the Rishonim said, the Shag Mul and others, it's Olam Haba is the tachlis of the Bria. It's the world, the way it's supposed to come together as a post chet, as if it was lifnei chet. It's the perfection of the world. So this is the tachlis of the world. The Chai Olam Haba is tachlis of the world. So how could that not be written? The world, the way we see it, is certainly not a complete picture. The world is something that has in it a lot of ra, and it's something that it's not a good world. That's the place where justice is done. Everything comes out perfect and so on. So here Taki speaks about the practical aspect of it. If you want to hold a stick to the Rishayim and so on, and reward for tzaddikim, it should have said it. We don't have to bring all of the points that I said. So he has two different fanim that he speaks about over there. And then he says, So here he says, let's just make a little bit of a talk. The answer is always going to be that, and it's the points that he makes in Gvuris and the points he makes here, it's not a question of K'ilu, I ask somebody, why don't you do any advertising for the product in the newspaper? So the answer is going to be, you know, it's too expensive. It's not going to reach enough audience. The answer is going to be some sort of specific answer. The Aleph phase is Torah is a certain mitzias. It's nevuah. It's a certain tfisa. We're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being able to use a very good tactic to get people to fall in line or whatever. Torah is a certain gilui. And he says, now he's speaking about it's a gilui through Nevuah. And people think that Nevuah can be said about something that is close and near at hand within our frame of reference, as well as something that's not in our frame of reference. Ki af ein adavar kach, ki af im haseichel masig adavar shenel moed, al bekoyach hanevuah lo yipol. So let's talk about this point over here in two ways. One is the Maral speaks about this in Gvuras. He says it. A Navi is called a Roya. He sees something. Nevuah comes to a person through a certain filter of experience. That's why a Navi sees a vision. A Navi uses Mishalim. Nevuah is the way we see or hear or smell. It's something that comes in through a certain level of chush. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what we're talking about, is Baklai Sheni Meir, of course. It comes to a person through a certain chush. That means that things that are totally devoid of any translation into one of the chushim cannot have it as a nevuah. Chachma deals with things that has no shaykhis to the chush. Let's give a dugma in first of all, let's in Milad Alma, and then we'll call. In math, they use certain concepts. Marshall, there's something called I, which is the square root of minus one. It's a very, very important component of a lot of equations. It doesn't exist. There is no number that you multiply it, you get minus one. But I can understand it as a concept. The number that would give us minus one is what is part of a certain formula. I don't need to translate it to Metzius. I can deal with it as something abstract and deal with it. The way a lot of concepts that have become, you know, in science where we don't have a way of grasping our seichel, with our chushim. We can't imagine something happens simultaneously in two different things without a connection, but it happens. So we're able to use it, deal with it, even though we cannot translate it into any chush of ours. So one difference is chachma can deal with something that is totally out of our realm, and that's one. Two, Nevuah, the Maral says, is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeiras and doings come down to a certain level that intersects our Metzius at a higher point, a Navi can see it. Moshlam Adav Adayna. Let's say there's an army coming to attack a country. You don't see the army coming. If you stand on a very, very high mountain, you can see them. And the higher the mountain are, the further you can see. But let's say the army is not moved to attack yet. They've planned to attack. So no matter how high of a mountain you stand on, you're not going to see them because it has not become a metzius yet. It's just like the difference between a weather forecast. When there is a storm that's traveling, the storm exists, it's traveling at a certain speed. And the question is, how long will it take to get your home? That's almost always right. And so once the storm is actually storming away and it's moving in a certain direction and speed, you can pretty much be certain about when it reaches a certain point. A weather forecast in the Nusach of there's a lot of heat, there's a lot of moisture, there's a lot of this. mistaber that it's going to come together and possibly become a storm and so on and so forth, it's quite a weak prediction. Doesn't usually, it's one is a metzias that you're able to see further. And that's what the Maral says, nevuah, is able to see a fulfillment of Dvar Hashem already, but at a higher instance than you. So he sees it before it comes to you. So the person standing on the tall mountain saw the army marching, and now it's a question of just getting to you. And that's famous, the Ramban, when you do some sort of pa'ula, it's imminent and so on. So that's sort of the difference between nevuah and chachma is. Nevuah is only shaylit in something that intersects my reality to some degree, and not on certain things that don't. And he brings a few more chazal. Operek chelik. Amar p'chiyabah amar b'reichanan. Kol ha-neviyim lo nesnabah l'moyis m'shecheinu. M'moyis m'shech is the lashon there. Avol lo'ilam haba ayin l'rosas l'asecha. So have a Gemara here that is mechalik and gives gvulas for nevuah, that either nevuah is for tzaddik and gemurim or balei tshuva. One, and secondly, nevuah is for Tom Chetar as opposed to itself. Hina Amara Magdolam Elu Bo Levaya She'en Asagz Nevuah Rak V'Dovah Shabaylam Hazeh Meshabiyas Meshichenu Ashton Adegal Yen Baylam Hazeh Yipo Dovah Kach Nevuah. Mashiach is still part of our Metzias, and that's why it's possible to have nevuah. Avadovah Shalom Haba Sha'olam Abon Nivdom Olam Hazeh Ve'en Le'yichas Olam Hazeh Le'yipo Dovah Kach Nevuah Klal. Olam Haba is a different Metzias. Mashiach is still our Metzias, but a Metzias that's Metukenes. This is something beyond. So there's a certain sheet of that word, which means a sensory interaction. So the ayin le'rosa is that things that are dova nivdol are mufka from nevuah, because the koyach nevuah is chal only when there is some sort of shlita of chush. So we don't actually see it, but we get input that comes in through the ayin. And therefore, there has to be some sort of, and that's why it has to be able to be mislabish in some sort of marshal. Somebody that was part of this world, his metzias is a chomeristic metzias that then morphed into ruchnistic metzias, that shayach to nevuah. So So the first one is that it can't be shaykh to what where tzaddik is, because a tzaddik is mufka from this world. He never had shaykhs. That's the madi oma that a tzaddik gomer is better than bal tshuva. So the first one is much easier to understand. Someone who never had a shaykh to chet, someone who's mufka from chet, is somebody who's totally divorced from this world. Masha ein kein, somebody who is shaykh to chet, is part of this world. So that's the easy one. How do we understand the milav about tshuva over a tzaddik gomer? So let's talk and explain this point over here. I mentioned a few times that the Rambam writes about Bechira in Hilchas Tshuva, and it's Pella. The Bechira is one of the Ikrei Emuna. It's something which should have been in Yisrael HaTorah. It's something that's relevant to every single mitzvah from Krishna in the morning till through Talis and Tefillin. Through every single mitzvah, Bechira is the side of it. Yes, Tshuva as one of the many mitzvahs is something that requires Bechira. So why is that the place where Bechira is spoken about? And the Rambam specifically says that it's the one place it's the one area where Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away Bechira sometimes not to do Tshuva. And like Para, that's a famous Rambam in Tshuva. So I think the pshat's like this. Whenever I see a person do mitzvahs or averis, I can say kach abchira. I can make the argument that that's his nature. So if I see that Reuven likes to play ball more than he likes to swim, I don't say that he has a kach abchira, that he chose, he made a decision. I don't say that he doesn't have bechira. I say he likes swimming. He likes playing ball. He likes playing ball more than he likes swimming. So that's his nature. There are kids that are obedient and sweet, nice. They do what you tell them to do. And the little tzaddikim, that's the nature. And there are some kids that are very different. And their nature is to be bedafka. Those are not real. They're not real examples of bechira. Bechira in the sense that there is a whole different input into me that's beyond the world of my simple physical self, my simple psychological self. It's rather a deeper chelik al kaimimal that can override, it's overriding everything. I don't see that in tzaddik gomer. So if I see this person as a tzaddik gomer, I can say, yeah, he's got that nature. When I see somebody who was chayter a long time, I know that his nature is to do averis. This welling up of a sense of to do good, to override it, is coming from some other place. If he's a person who likes sitting and learning more than running around doing averis, where was he till now? The answer is he likes doing averis much more than that. But there's another part of self that overrode that. I once heard from somebody a pshat. I once asked somebody, it was a young boy, and I asked somebody a pshat, and I thought it was very good. It says that when Klal Yisrael came back from the milchama with Midian, so they brought a carbon just for hirachet and not doing averis, And Chazal say, you know, that even soldiers who tend to be very pressed and you know, and not good people, they were also big tzaddikim. So yes, I mean, I don't stand. It says, you know, somebody is isha sheyor rechaleva of somebody who spoke between tefillah shloyad tefillah shloish, he gets eliminated. He doesn't get drafted. So what's the chiddush? I mean, you start by taking only tzaddikim gemurim. They tell me, ah, shenayach keder achelim, afilu shenayach shevachs eder achelim. This person answered, Dvarshal Tam, he said, let's understand something. An army is an army. The Nebi scrawny tzaddik type bent over is not a soldier, period. He fails the draft for physical reasons. He's not the army. The army is tough, robust, physical guys. So their nature tends to be extremely physical. A guy who's, you know, really, really, you know, physical and strong has a big Yetzirah. The fact that you were able to pick out tzaddikim out of such a group, that's not keder chelim. They didn't end up with the scrawny, you know, weak tzaddikim. They, from the pool of very, very physical people, they were able to extract an army of tzaddikim. That's the chiddush of Shnakeir Echelam. That was a very good hesber. Like upon him, Baal Tshuva is somebody that showed us that his mitzias is chamri, and yet something in him that defies understanding overrode that. And we ourselves also, a lot of times when you see a person who's a tzaddik, so, you know, it fits his person's, it certainly takes effort and so on. But when you see somebody who most of his life was doing Kol Dovas, and then he gets turned on to Yiddishkeit, you always are left baffled, you know, what happened? So they're both looking at different parts of it. You see somebody who was born in a very refined family, and he's refined, he's edel, he's refined, he's mannered, and so on. So you say, he's a refined person. Somebody who was born very coarse, a very, very coarse peasant family, and then he was exposed to a different world, and he becomes a very fine person, then we certainly say that refinement is a much deeper dag of refinement than the other one. So Klaizo Avadim, Avadim is a certain shiftless, certain place Adam, and the fact that they rose up and became better than that shows that they be etzem of Bnei Chayrin Be'etzem. Well, the figure Yetzim Lechet Nilvmen, Asher Yitchil Shakur Tekachomri, Hayitzi Azoyse de Medregal Yoyne Yoyse. Ava Biyechni Mechalik Nidav Azeshu Poyl Hashem Yisparach Masha Yitzis Adam Abdus, Vim Bal Tshuva Shmatzo Yitzim Lechomri, Enkam Mekam Zey Yisrael Dayah. So the question is just what is the rochik is first. The question is rochik meikara or is rochik now? The car of Shukor has a Chomri, a Shachik, a Atash, and a Chomri appears a Gam Kinocho. Well, the Divra Koil, so bottom line is, Ein and Avu Magia Rak be Dov Shechalem Haze, Veloi Dov Shechalem Haze Klau. So basically, the point is, both of them say, there can't be Nevuah, there is no Nevuah to things that are Shaykh, to an other world, only things that have this world. Vezer Shom Agam Kein Kol HaNevim Lemisnab Olam Mesi Bitoi Bechulu. So So the point he's making here is that this is a similar hezba to the next Chazal, to the next Manyama. A Talmud Chacham, the darga of a Talmud Chacham is kol kolei ruchnis. I live in a world that is kol kolei musagim. It's in a certain sense, like, you know, somebody's mekabel himself ol Torah, mavir mena ol derech eretz. Torah itself is mufka. But there are chiburim to Torah that are of this world. For instance, I'm a farmer. I have crops. I grow things. It's my yigias kapayim. It's my work and so on. I say to myself, you know, this food can support somebody who's engaged in some higher endeavor. So what I do is I take that and I give it to him. So that's very noble. It's a ruchnistic activity, but it's dressed up within a certain physical reality. In other words, it's about supporting people, giving people food, and so on. And therefore, this is a sort of a siyuah of sorts. The nation and nivdal.
How's he saying that this is a mila of a Talmud Chacham when he's being madra that this is why Torah is not speaking about Olam Haba? I mean, Talmud Chacham alas Chacham is Torah.
So he, correct. So he's going to get to that afterwards. But the first, in other words, his first insight is going to be that's a musig, and then he's going to explain how do you apply it to Torah. Why is it not written in Torah per se? But I'll sketch out in brief points. Torah is the olam nivdal within our world. So lamashal, I can speak of certain concepts, certain ideals, like mishpat, tzedek. They're a bit. They're in one way they're abstract. It's not a thing, but they are descriptions of the world as we have it today. The Rambam, the way the Rambam explains in Menavuchim, that what happened with the Chet of Eitz Hadas is things that were a metzias in this world. So Chet was a metzias a bet. You didn't do a vera the way you don't jump off a building. It turned into ideals instead of reality. Instead of emes v'sheket, became for samos, the way he says it. So Torah itself, I'll explain the Hemshach next parak. Torah itself is something that is, it deals with the perfection of our world as our world is. So if all the things we have in this world, Torah is the ideal. There'll be something in the next world, Torah will have a whole new dimension. It's like Rashi says that in Shashirim, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be Megala, the Seidus HaTorah and Funaseha. It's not just we're going to have another safer on the shelf. I mean, the new Matan Torah is not going to be an addition. It's going to be a whole new tfisa of the Torah that we have, that's shayach to a deeper world. So, in when we're talking about the ruchniyistik items in our world, yes, that's 100% correct. When you're talking about the more, when you talk about in the big picture, there's that distinction.